and we are following two shootings today. Early this morning, a gunman opened fire on a Republican congressional baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia. Five people injured, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake was there and spoke to CNN.
Steve Scalise was on second base, playing second base, fielding balls, and all of a sudden we heard a very loud shot. Everybody thought, that sounds like a gun. And the gunman was over by the third base dugout with a clear view of the field and everybody on it. And then all of a sudden, a couple more shots, and we knew what it was.
All of those shot are said to be in stable condition. On the West Coast, San Francisco police are investigating a workplace shooting at a UPS package delivery warehouse near the Mission District. Police have not confirmed any information, but appears from images at the scene that at least two people have died. KQED's John Sepulvedo is host of the California Report, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. John, we understand you've just returned from the shooting scene. What can you tell us?
It is a bit surreal. These are UPS workers, some of the most toughest, hardest working folks. They're lifting boxes and moving things all day long. And they were clearly visibly shaken. So this is a large center. Many of these guys were outside of the center, waiting to hear word from what happened. Elsewhere on the scene, we are seeing a huge police presence, including police officers with long guns who have entered the scene as of 10:30 West Coast time. The public information officer for the San Francisco Police Department had told KQED that the building was not secure. So we're waiting to see what's going on. We know that there is a briefing that is expected to happen any moment, right as we're talking, and we're hoping to hear more. But now it seems like a really contained area with a heavy, heavy police presence.
Well, you spoke with an employee who was near the break room on the third floor when the shooting started. We're not going to use her name because she says she was warned by her employers not to speak with reporters. But here's how she described what happened.
And I heard boom, 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 boom. And I'm thinking, okay, that's either like boxes falling or gunshots. And then I heard another boom. And then I hear someone screaming, everybody run, everybody run.
And so, John, we're hearing this could have been a disgruntled employee.
Yeah, the UPS workers that KQED spoke to independently said that this was what they described as a disgruntled employee. We don't know. The local NBC station was just reporting moments ago that the shooter's still alive. We know that at least four people, according to various reports, but not yet confirmed again by police. But it is being reported that at least four people have been taken to San Francisco General Hospital, which is right down the street from where this shooting took place.
Yeah.
So we're still trying to suss out the information on this very quick moving story. But we know that at least two people are dead. That's because there were body bags in a very busy intersection.
Look, we only have a few seconds here. Are people in the area still being told to shelter in place?
Yes, they are. And that's something that's really important to note, that this is not a contained, or I should say this is not a scene that has been described as not active anymore.
Yeah.
So very much still stay in place if you're in the area.
John Sepulvedo, host of KQED's The California Report, a shooting at a UPS facility in San Francisco. John, thank you.
Thank you.